Well, hello people, how are you tonight? Now this is going to be a different video, and I'm wearing a lava mic, which you have to be careful that you don't yell, because it's quite strong and picks up very well. So I'm just going to try and talk normally, and it should be clear enough. Now what you see here in the middle here, this here, is an old radio. It's a Dabs Plus, and the make is Roberts. Now I remember having a radio when I was a young man called Roberts. It was made by Roberts and it was a Playboy. Yeah, because I thought I was a real cool Playboy. But it was a really well-made radio. Now this is obviously a work radio and it's just a small one, just for me. It's not one of those boom boom boxes. It's just for me in a room somewhere or wherever I am, I can hear it, but nobody else can really hear it. And that's all I want. So I'm going to try and attempt to try and fix this radio, because what's happened to it, I mean, it caught fire once and it's still working. The on and off buttons, see these buttons all up here, these are all micro switches which wear out very quickly, so it's quite a bad design really. And the on and off button has worn out, so I can't turn it on half the time and I can't turn it off. So I'm going to try and replace the micro switch in there and see if I can get it to work. And of course this aerial, by the way, is a newer aerial because the other one snapped off, as they all do. This is from another radio, so it didn't cost me anything for that. But this is a good radio except for the micro switches, which is a bad design completely. But what I've done is I've bought some micro switches. They're not very expensive. I've got a 4-pin and 2-pin. And I don't know which one's in this radio. Probably neither one of these will probably fit. But if they don't fit, I have plan B. And plan B is to use one of these micro switches, which I don't use, take it from there and put it onto the on-off button. And then it should work. You know, it's trying to keep this old boy alive. I mean, you can throw it out, buy a new one, and the new one is another £15 on top of what it was before, which brings it up to about £45 for a Digital Plus radio, which is a bit steep, and where I might be able to fix this one, keep it going for a little bit longer. All right, so I'm going to take the back off, and to take the back off, you want four of those there, and I'll take the batteries out first, of course. And here's the batteries, so let's just get these out of there. But I won't show you me doing it, I'll just show you when I've got the screws out. Okay, so I've got the screws out and the back just sort of flips off there. And what we're interested in is this button right here, which is right there. And there's the micro switch, if you can see it, right there. It's a little plunger that goes on top of it. And it's, let's see, looks like it's a 4-pin. I've never actually been inside this radio before. So I'm going to obviously take this off here and get to it and have a look at it. And I'll show you when I get in a bit closer. So, and stand by. Well, that took an awful long time to get this out. Now I've got it out and you can see now, hopefully. Can you see the micro switches here? And this is the one that's gone, and here's the switch size that I've got, which looks very, very similar. So yeah, I will try and replace that now. And it looks to me like most of these things are put on by machines, because you're not supposed to get back into them once they are put on. It was horrendous to get in there. Who knows if it's going to work when I'm finished. I won't show you me soldering this, because I'll be honest, I'm not the great solder person, and there's plenty of videos out there to show you soldering. I've got the equipment here, I just will have to try and struggle with it and see if I can get it in. And I'm going to try and replace it, because if it doesn't work I can at least get a new radio. That may be the case. I got the other one finally out, and it looks like it was jammed in there, like it was fired in by a machine, obviously. And I'm afraid that the getting it out didn't do any good to the circuit board. I put the new one in, which actually it is the same size, and it does sort of click and everything. But the trouble is the board. The board is in actual fact a bit got so hot to get that one out that the board has been pretty well destroyed. So it was a nice thaw. I guess looks like I need a new radio then. So yeah, I won't be trying that again. So for anybody who's going to try that, even if you are very, very particular with it and everything, this has all been fired in, I think, by machines, and they've been rammed in there. So even if you get the solder out, you can't get that out. It's jammed right in there. So you eventually do get it out, but getting it out destroys the board. So, yeah, now I know why they've just replaced things now. They made this so that you shouldn't have got into it, which I did anyway, but it was a nice couple of hours screwing around and getting nowhere. Never mind, it's Peroni time. So I'll get myself a Peroni and see how much the radios are. Take it easy, guys. Well, hello, guys. I thought I'd just do a quick update. So I put all the radio back together again and put the batteries in and thought I'd just try the new switch I put in, even though the circuit board looks pretty damaged. Well, looks like I was successful after all. Jesus, what a damn guy I am, eh? You take it easy, fellas, and I got a radio back again. For whatever time, who knows? Take it easy.